Hey guys, welcome back to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. This is the Fantasy Bomb, back with another Dynasty Buy or Sell. This one is pretty interesting because a guy that we probably were planning to talk about at some point this offseason, but let's just get right into it. You may have seen, like I did this morning, got a notification on my phone with a headline, David Johnson released. And that raised my eyebrow. And then Chris was nice enough to inform me that that actually hasn't happened. What's going on here?
Yeah, apparently Roto World Football decided to jump all over this. There was some article or some interview with a beat writer. They asked him a bold prediction for 2020, and his bold prediction was that the Cardinals would release David Johnson. So then Roto World Football tweeted out, "Oh, David Johnson likely to be released by the Cardinals." Then they got a bunch of backlash from people, including Matthew Berry. And now their tweet is mysteriously gone. So I'm assuming they realized their mistake and took it down. So, yeah. As of now, David Johnson, still an Arizona Cardinal.
Still as of right now.
Maybe. But as of now, he's still an Arizona Cardinal.
As of now. Now, it could happen, but we got to talk about the details there. Not to get into financials. You know, this isn't NBC Business Channel or anything, but the Cardinals likely to release star RB David Johnson per analyst. So I love that. Not anybody who's actually like associated with the team, but per analyst. So that would be like if I wrote that in an article, like, yeah, I think they're going to, because we do bold predictions, right? And then they took mine and ran with it. So that not a good idea. But this was Cardinals writer. So I guess somebody kind of close to the team. Again, not officially. Josh Weinfuss and his bold prediction. So again, he wasn't trying to spread a rumor. He was just saying what he thought might happen. That they'll part with David Johnson. He's scheduled to earn $10.2 million this year, and the entire amount is guaranteed on the third day of the league year. So, obviously, if they're going to do something, they would do it before the season starts. Why not do it now? Obviously, we know that this wasn't the best year, and let's talk about that real quick. So, is this something, obviously, nobody saw it coming to that extent, but should we have kind of known that the decline was going to come because the fact that he's 28, right? It feels like he hasn't been around that long, but he kind of has. He was older coming into the league, if you remember, right? So he's 28. He put up a lot of touches that one year. He's been hurt. But, I mean, what happened, right? Just what happened this year?
I don't know, because he started the season okay as far as the he's putting up decent fantasy points. He wasn't putting up great NFL numbers as far as, you know, yards per carry and things of that nature, broken tackles, but he was scoring touchdowns, he was catching passes, he was putting up decent fantasy points. But the second half of the season, I don't know if he had an injury that we didn't know about or what, but he just looked like a different guy, right? He was not running hard. He was not running with burst. He just looked like a different guy. So I don't know. I mean, we see it with these running backs, man. They hit cliffs.
That could be it. And that's the thing is, you know, the first thing you have to speculate, health, obviously, has had a torn ACL, you know, missed time in the past. So start out pretty well, you know, not on fire necessarily, but he was doing all right. And then week 7, only one carry for 2 yards, got hurt, missed a couple of games, came back. And then again, week 11, pretty much did nothing. Like he just kind of was a decoy. And after that, nothing. So you've got to speculate, maybe it was just health, but they kept putting him out there, right? And so when they did put him out there, he wasn't effective at all. So from weeks 13 to 16, as much as he actually did play, which wasn't very much, from week 13 on, a total of 12 carries for 43 yards and only 5 catches. That's not good. And, of course, we can't blame the offense because, maybe he just wasn't a fit. Maybe it's the coach, maybe whatever. Yeah, I think Kenyon Drake fit in pretty well, right? Kenyon Drake, who was discarded by the Dolphins. Let's remember that. Yes, thrown away by the Dolphins. Thank you. Was piling up like 200-yard games, 4 touchdowns. I mean, so in one sense, we're talking about buy low or sell high. All right, in this case, we'd obviously be buying low. Is there an opportunity to buy here and say, well, you know what? He just wasn't healthy. Put him back on the field, give him the offseason to get back healthy. Maybe you got yourself a bargain.
Not for me. I mean, what are you realistically hoping here? If he stays in Arizona, you're screwed because they're obviously committed to Kenyon Drake. Even if David Johnson was dealing with an injury and comes back healthy, they're not going to just say, okay, Kenyon Drake, you did so well, so great for us last year. Just sit on the bench. You know, best case, these guys are going to be splitting carries. More than likely, Kenyon Drake's going to be the starter, and David Johnson is just going to come in as, on an as-needed basis, right? So then the next best possibility for you is that, yes, he does get released or he gets traded and goes to a better situation. But what team is going to invest? Like, who's going to trade for David Johnson? Like, what team is going to take on that contract for a running back who didn't even look good last year, right? Didn't even do anything last year. Like, what team is going to go out there and trade for him that, you know, where you're going to feel like, okay, David Johnson's back. He's got a chance. So really, I don't know what you're buying low here. I would not be trying to acquire David Johnson. I mean, maybe if I get him for free, like a fifth round draft, something, you know, cost me basically nothing. Sure, I'll take my chances. But I think if you have David Johnson, you just have to hold on to David Johnson and hope for the best.
All right, well, that was my next question. So chances are nobody's buying David Johnson, obviously, at this point. Maybe even if you are speculating, he just needs the opportunity or whatever it is. You can wait, right? Wait until he does get released or wait until something happens, until his stock actually hits rock bottom, which might happen pretty soon. But here's probably the more important question. If you are a David Johnson owner, I mean, do you just sell now while you think you can get something back for him? Or if you hold on, you're taking the chance that maybe you just get nothing and you're stuck with him taking up a roster spot because you can't just drop him, right? You don't want to just drop the guy who was the best running back in fantasy a couple of years ago. I mean, do you just try to get whatever you can for him, or are you just holding on and hope that he lands in a better situation?
Up in a spot where people think, oh, this is a good spot for David Johnson, and maybe they get a little excited, and then you can sell them for a little something, right? You can say, hey, look, it's still David Johnson. He's now on the Tampa. Let's say he goes to Tampa Bay, because everybody always freaks out when a running back goes to Tampa Bay, even though they never do anything.
It's right? Always Tampa, Tampa, right?
Let's say he gets released and Tampa Bay signs him, or let's say they trade for him or something, and everybody's like, oh my God, David Johnson, Tampa Bay. Now you can trade him super. I mean, now you can sell him high, get him off your team, let somebody else deal with him. But right now, I just feel like there's no reason to sell him. You might as well just hold him and see what happens and hope that at least the excitement for him builds so you can sell him high. I just don't see how you're selling him for nothing right now.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, you're better off.
Unless somebody, you have like some David Johnson homer in your league who's like, David Johnson's his favorite player and, you know, he worships him, and then maybe you can do it. But for the rest of us, no.
The guy who had him ever since that year, 2016, right? He's been holding him and remembers that year, right? The glory, the former glory.
Right.
Like, he won me the ship, you know, that year. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. We really don't know. So going back to a few weeks ago, not breaking news or anything, but the Cardinals GM, Steve Keim, he'd said, talking about what they're going to do with David Johnson, he said, those are the kind of conversations that will be held internally. We'll take a deep dive into the roster and look at every guy, right? Just general GM speak, not just the contract situation, but identify the core of players moving forward, make sure we can build around them. So it wasn't like a glowing endorsement or something like, oh no, why would we, you know, get rid of David Johnson?
Right.
But at the same time, he didn't, you know, talk past him. So we really don't know what's going to happen. There's a chance, right? Do you think it's still a good chance? I mean, he could get released. Well, if they're not going to use him, why would they keep him around, right? Because David Johnson himself was pretty frustrated with the fact that he was sitting on the bench.
Yeah, we've seen teams, you know, cut guys with big cap hits. I mean, we just saw it last year with Antonio Brown. So it's not like teams won't do this. It's not like teams look at him and say, oh, it's going to be a big cap hit if we cut him. Teams will do it anyways. I mean, the salary cap is not really that restrictive in the NFL. So even though I think the dead cap is like 16 or 17 million to the Cardinals, they might feel it's worth it. So
I think this is probably another example in the end. It's going to start a trend here pretty soon, like what happened to Melvin Gordon. Teams just aren't going to give these big contracts to running backs anymore because there's really no reason to, because in the end, it just doesn't seem to work out too well, does it?
No, and Zeke's going to be the next one. And I know that we're not talking about Zeke in this episode, but if you have Zeke, be look. I would start entertaining offers. I would be starting to entertain offers for Zeke because he's the next one that's going to come down. He's got this huge contract with Dallas. And now that it's hurting them because they're going to probably have to franchise Dak, right, which is going to probably upset Dak. He's like, hey, the running back has this huge contract and I would get franchised. That's never a good thing for your quarterback. So, yeah, Zeke's going to be the next one. So, if you have Zeke, now might be the time to be looking to move on from Zeke and you know,
that's
while he still has a huge ceiling.
That gives me a great idea for an episode next week. We'll talk about Zeke, which is a guy that is probably not on any Dynasty owner's radar to sell. But you know what? It's all about the future, right? That's what Dynasty is about, not the past. And, I mean, great point. Like you said, I mean, in the NFL, in reality, a franchise quarterback versus whatever you want to call a franchise running back or a star running back, there's no comparison, right? So Tony Pollard actually looks pretty good in his – spare time. Kenyon Drake can come in and dominate for the Cardinals. David Johnson looks pretty worthless in comparison, especially when you look at the money he's making. So,
yeah. I mean, I just saw the Rams were trying to trade Todd Gurley. They're not going to be able to because he's getting paid too much. But these huge running back contracts, they're not good for the team. So,
So, bottom line, if you are a DJ owner, first of all, condolences. Sorry about that. Yeah. I think kind of warned against holding on to him last offseason. But anyways, just hold on. Don't panic at this rumor. I'm going to call it news. Don't panic. Don't sell low. Just hold and hope for the best. And if you're entertaining a thought, maybe it's time to swoop in and buy David Johnson. Probably don't. I mean, unless you really think he winds up in a situation that's going to be better. But just remember, he's 28 years old, right? He's going to be replaceable pretty soon. So don't do it. All right, guys, thanks for watching and listening. And we have a whole playlist of Dynasty Buy or Sell. I've been doing this all off season long, Dynasty Strategy. And this is the time to be active, right? Before the NFL draft, before things get shaken up, before free agency, this is time to start entertaining offers. Always be active. All right, thanks for listening.